sir, could you, what's your name, please?
Daniel Reese.
Okay, we're looking for your paperwork here. I find you right here. Who has Mr. Reese?
I'm sorry.
Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on just a moment here and we'll be right with you.
Probably you're looking at something else.
What I have.
You got it, Don.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record? Okay, sir, we're preparing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Turner. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yeah.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Well, I wasn't hiring an attorney.
So are you representing yourself today?
Yeah, I did.
Well, so you have the right to hire to hire an attorney to represent you. Did you want to hire an attorney to represent you? It's going to be at 2:00 p.m. Okay. All right, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
So the hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one. Mr. Reese, you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
The first allegation on the warrant states you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 19, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 26, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
I think that's true.
Okay. Sir, the next allegation on the warrant states that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 20th, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated June 25th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, that is true.
Then your last allegation, sir, states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by refusing to attend substance abuse counseling on June 26, 2018. As verbally directed on June 26, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Well, I was under the impression that it was voluntary. I knew it said treatment now, but I was confused at the time because
know, that statement too, although you had a misconception, but...
Yeah, okay. That's what it was.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Because I'm more than willing to do a favor now.
Based on the admission of Mr. Reeves, I move to find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Reeves. We're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some different, some information, additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to come back to you and go over some information with you, sir, and give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Reeves was released from ADC custody on 6-18-2018 and arrested on 6-26-2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges. Returned back to ADC custody on 6-26-2018 with a CSED of 4-14-2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, burglary third degree, 4 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 2010, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2011, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS release, absconded for 81 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary, is significant with drugs, conspiracy, and theft noted. Other arrests, 2000, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, stolen property, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2008, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2011, burglary third degree, Arizona unknown. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona unknown. He has a GB score of G3, V4.
Okay, so when you were released, you had a pre-approved residence at V-Bay at 2501 West Elm Street, and you did report in, you were there, but it says that you failed to report to the property for your 8 p.m. curfew on June 20th, June 21st, June 22nd, and you failed to return to the property on June 24th. So they sent a discharge letter on June 26th to the pender. So your only were approved to be at that residence. Let me ask you something, sir. When you were late or you didn't show up, where were you?
Well, I was getting my stuff from my mother's house, who's all the way inside of town, and taking it to the police. Where I was at, which was apparently was 8 o'clock. I was aware of that, but you know, I had talked with the manager about running the house, and he said just don't be there anymore. And I agreed to it, and I stopped coming out late. I was just taking care of my stuff that I had, my clothes and everything. I just got out, so it was hard on me. I had, you know, I'm not used to being out there, being in it for almost 7 years. And I'm used to a structure, you know, and that place wasn't very much structure.
Uh-huh.
The curfew was about it, you know. They offered me some drug counseling, and I jumped on that, you know, because I know that's my problem. I've been working my program in here, and it's really helping me. And I'm probably in that program. But, yeah, that's the reason why I just...
Were you out doing drugs during that period of time, sir?
I did relapse months. You know, but I come, my program that I'm dealing with is NAA, is helping me prevent relapse, you know. And I thought I was sure of you, you know, I would be all right, you know, I had no desire for it. And I was wrong, you know, I didn't know how clean that addiction is still being, you know. That's my main problem, I don't know what I'm doing for it, I'm just reaching out for some help right now. If you guys can help me with some treatment or some meeting, which I'm more than willing to do, I have to do this, because to me, it's life and death.
All right, well, were you working during that period of time?
No, I was just starting to work, I was just starting to go a little for a job. I have experience in HVAC technician, EPA certified, but I wasn't out long enough to do anything, but getting my relapse, you know, I messed up. I'm overworking my responsibilities and all of my choice, but I'm just asking, you know, reaching out for help, if you guys can help me with some treatment. Give me a problem change, you know?
All right, so it says that on June 19th, you referred to Tasha a random drug test, and I referred to submit a urine specimen. Then on June 19th, then you were submitted a urine specimen that was positive for methamphetamine on June 20th. So
yeah, that's correct.
So, when you were offered to complete an ITH program at MRC, why did you decline to participate in that program?
Like I said, it was a misconception. I wanted to do the paperwork before I signed it, like any normal, like any normal person would do. You know, and I knew the new program wasn't against me. I knew it was against me. I just wanted to win, you know, and it became a small issue over there. So I ended up being too late for me by the time I was over there. Okay, I signed it and then I read it. But I wanted to read it and then sign it. So it was just a misunderstanding, which, I mean, that would be the best thing for me. I was just not in my right mind, I guess. I was 8 days out and just relaxed, and, you know, this is ongoing. It's been an ongoing thing for me, and I never got the right treatment or way out. But, you know, the NAA type thing for me is shouldn't be working for me. I'm already on my fourth step.
All right, sir.
I'm taking it very seriously.
All right, I want to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Kenyon.
Just a quick one. Mr. Reese, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. I am certainly about encouraging people to seek treatment, especially if they're fighting drug addiction.
Yes.
But it looks like that you absconded once before, so were you given an opportunity for any sort of drug treatment the first time you were under community supervision?
I think I went to counseling. I checked into counseling and did a couple of, sessions, you call it.
And do you feel in your heart that you're ready for going through some sort of treatment or therapy as your parole officer may direct?
I'm more than ready. To me, it's life and death for me, because if I'm the last human, I could die, you know? That's what kind of thing it is, and I'm tired of being in here, you know? If I have to be in treatment center for 2-3 minutes, whatever it takes, it doesn't matter, but I'm going to work on my program, work on my sobriety. And I'm really willing to try anything right now, besides my program, my MA, you know. It keeps me a fellow here, and it's helped me to learn how to live, I think. You know, it's been difficult for me. And I'm going to let this addiction additional seats, you know, it's removing the toilets, basically.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your response.
All right.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge the question that you asked about him attending treatment his prior term, 718 to 2013. I won't read the whole thing. I'll get down. Let's see. The signed log with the front lobby confirms that offender Ruiz reported to the parole office and was seen by Cecile Lamb. And he last used methamphetamines and marijuana. The offender stated that he lost his ID and couldn't drop an ID at that time. The offender stated that he stopped going to counseling at LifeWell because he wants one-on-one counseling instead of group sessions. So he was offered counseling at that time. And then at the time that he was arrested, this time on 6/26/18, the offender reported in office and met with his parole officer. During the meeting, the offender was advised that due to his recent drug use, he was being sanctioned the MRC and ITH treatment. The offender stated that to P.O. Isabor that he did not want to enter the treatment program. P.O. Isabor then brought to the offender to the supervisor, Rich, for staffing. During the staffing, the offender was advised. Due to his violations, he was being required to enter the treatment. As P.O. Rich advised the offender, he was being directed to enter, participate, and complete the ITH at MRC. He was asked if he would comply. Instead of answering the question, the offender continued to argue the necessity for him to enter the treatment program. SPO Rich again asked the offender if he would comply and enter the treatment. He was directed to provide a yes or no answer and further advised that any answer other than yes or no would be interpreted by SPO Rich as a refusal to enter treatment. The offender again began to argue as to why he needed to enter treatment. The offender was then arrested on the tech warrant due to his urinalysis violations and his refusal to treatment as directed by SPO Rich. The offender had multiple UA violations in 2007 while in prison and had continued his substance abuse immediately upon release to community supervision. His behavior since has made it clear that he is unwilling to participate meaningfully in meaningful treatment in an effort to address his substance abuse.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right,
Mr. Williams. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Sir, seeing the board has no additional questions, we're about to go into discussing as we come up on a conclusion of the hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to this board without repeating yourself?
Without repeating yourself?
Yes.
Well, I'm just reaching out for help. I mean, that whole thing, what that guy said, is I was just trying to read the thing. I wasn't refusing treatment. I was just trying to read the thing before I signed it. That's all it was.
Programming so that when he gets out, he doesn't have to come back and get his board again. That is my opinion, how I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to violate the terms and condition of supervision for Mr. Reeves, find that he had lapsed, is about to lapse into criminal ways, or competent.
Mr. Johnson, may I restate your motion?
I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Reeves, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, is about to lapse into criminal ways, or competent, as he did relapse and start back to using drugs.
Second.
That would be my motion. Motion was by myself. Second, Mr. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Reeves?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on April 14th of 2019, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
All right.
If you please ask the CO3 to either come back on the line or give us the next individual. Thank you.
Yeah.